T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors joins us again this morning. And so we saw the GDP number, which was as bad as you expected, the unemployment number, which was disappointing.
Yeah,
and yet there
bit,
was some good news yesterday.
Worse, gosh, yeah, it's, and particularly at the end of the day, when we saw, and we have talked about the mega cap stocks that are dominating the indices, and that is, you know, Microsoft. They didn't announce yesterday, but Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple all announced their earnings yesterday. They were all positive. I don't think that should shock anybody, including Apple and Amazon, which had, I'll even say, sort of blowout quarters. Again, I don't think that should shock anybody, John, when you're looking at the stock market over the last 4, 5, 6 months, and you go, wait a minute, investors have been putting money with companies like Amazon, which I think would make sense if you think about what everybody's been doing over the last 5 months, and they continue to sell airline stocks and cruise line stocks. I mean, is that, does that not sound sort of intuitive? And but the numbers were borne out yesterday when you saw the earnings from those huge companies. And that's going to continue to give some buoyancy, I think, to the overall index, although we're going to continue to have a market of the haves and the have-nots, and that will continue until we get back to some sort of normal. And, man, we're throwing that word around now, and I'm not even sure what it's going to look like. But suffice it to say, it's going to be when we either get used to the coronavirus and whatever its vagaries are going to be, or more likely when we get a vaccine that will help remediate it to some greater extent than we have already. Those big four really demonstrated why they have been commanding a lot of investor attention, because they've been commanding a lot of our capital as spenders, as consumers, and that's been reflected in their businesses, and that's been reflected in the stock price. So I think that's pretty normal. John, the other thing that I would admonish folks, maybe just a little, while the 1.4 million initial jobless claims remain very troublesome to me, the GDP number is shocking, but I want people to take that with just a little bit of a grain of salt. Remember, the way we calculate our GDP, that's an annualized number. So last quarter, our economy didn't contract by a third. If you want to take it in sort of a linear thing, think about 9%. That's still a big number. That's still a big contraction. But I don't want people to think that our economy went from a $19 trillion economy to a $13 trillion economy in 1 month. Think of it more like going from a $19 trillion economy to about a $16.5 trillion economy. All right, so it was still a bad number, but not nearly as pronounced as that 33% might make some people think. So we'll keep, it's bad news, but it may not be as bad as a lot of people might interpret it.
Now let's just hope we can pull out of it quick. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
All right, John. You guys stay well, and everybody have a great weekend.
You too. Appreciate it.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only, and individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.